20天一次，24天一次，30天一次。
So he's doing this fasting for as long as 20 days, 24 days, and 30 days.
你看他断食之前是83.5公斤，那然后经过3次断食之后是53公斤。
So before he started fasting, it's about 83 kilograms and kilogram? Yeah, right. And after that, it's about what, 40 grams? No, I'm 40 kilograms, sorry. Sorry, not 40 grams.
他是想用进食的方法把癌细胞饿死。
So his expectation is trying to not defeat the cancer cell.
但是他经过了5年苦苦的坚持之后，还是离开了人
So
世。
after 5 years of effort, he finally died because of this rare disease.
就在他自己感觉到可能已经快要离开人世的最后呢，他花了3天时间，给他的儿子呢每天留一句话。
So before he deceased from this world, within 3 days before he left, three words for his beloved son.
每句话呢是4个字。
So every sentence is only 4 words.
第一天呢，给他留了一句话是智力和毅力。
The first day is the intelligence and perseverance.
第二天呢，是给他儿子说：“你将来要有朋友，要借助别人的力量。
The second word, second sentence is friends and resources.
”第三天呢，留的是要有眼界，还要有定力。
The fourth one kind of hard, but Pastor, we're going to explain that further. It's called perspective and your willings of self-control.
大家可以想想，一个4岁的儿子，那他这个父亲谆谆的告诫他，看着他似懂非懂的样子，他最后呢就把这3句话呢留在他的微博上。
So after that, because he's trying to pass on these words or words of intelligence to his son, so finally he explained that in his microblog.
看一看他最后这一天留的这个眼界和定力，他讲说。眼界就是一个人能力变大了，能做的事变多了。
So it's so-called perspective or a vision is someone who gradually become capable of doing things, able to do a lot of things.
当一个人能力大，能做的事多了，就会有很多人和事都想找他来做。
As you know that once a person's capability of getting better, a lot of people are going to come for his help, or maybe a lot of things are going to find his way to this person.
好事坏事都有，甚至好事里面都可能隐藏着坏事。
Including those good things and bad things, even those things we consider good, that we also will be bad things embedded in there too.
只是短时间很难看到。
It's just probably in the near term you won't be able to see bad thing actually embedded in the good thing you consider.
所以这个时候，这个能力大、眼界的人就需要禁得住诱惑，少犯错误，多做好事，这就叫定力。
So after this person getting this kind of capability, be able to do a lot of things, so he is capable, then what he need to do is prevent temptations, making a little mistake and doing good things for the world. And this is called self-control
那
in
今
his
天我
mind.
们就借着加拉太书4章8到11节的经文。从初代教会时期加拉太信徒的身上一起来学习、讨论、来思想，关于借着这个为小伙子他提出来的眼界和定力这样一个主题。
So with that introduction, I'd like you to turn the focus on our passage we just read, Galatians chapter 4, verses 8 to 11. We're going to talk about the perspective and self-control.
那就是。开弓没有回头箭。
And this is the title of my sermon, A shot arrow would not come back. Right.
3种翻译是
So there are three different kinds. One of them is things done cannot be undone, and this is the second one.
那首先我们来回忆一下前面加拉太书4章7节的经文。
Let's reflect on what I just covered previously in Galatians 4, chapter 4, verse 7.
说可见从此以后你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了。既是儿子，就靠着上帝为后嗣。
So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are not His, since you are His child, God has made you also an heir.
那上次咱们也跟大家分享过，这个后上帝的后嗣什么意思
？So I have shared with you what is considered the God's heir.
既然是上帝的儿子，上帝就以你为继承人。这是现代中文译本。
So over here is the other translation. Since you are his child, then you are considered to be the person in as his children.
因着相信耶稣基督，接受了上帝赦罪的救恩。
Because we believe in Christ and you receive the salvation from God,
而脱离了被法律制约下的那种奴仆的名分，
and you can rid of this slavery status，
成为上帝的儿子，被上帝认作是继承人，
become God's child and become His heir。
对我们人类来讲，这是多么大的恩典！
Such is a grace to us。
那了解了这个真理之后，保罗进一步呼吁、提醒加拉太信徒，也是提醒我们今天的信徒。就是接下来的经文。
So after we understand His grace, and Apostle Paul continued to remind the believers in Galatia.
首先，我们就从加拉太书四章十一和第八节来思想他们过去所过的那个拜偶像的日子。
First one, using verses 11 and 8 from Galatians 4, let's talk about the life of their idolater.
那我们首先来看一看第十一节，说我为你们害怕，唯恐我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。
Verse 11 says, I fear for you that I somehow have wasted my effort on you.
害怕。
So I fear for you.
你看现在中文译本说我很替你们担忧。
In the contemporary Chinese version says, I am so worried about you.
只怕从前我在你们当中的工作全都落空了。
Can it be that all my work for you has been for nothing?
保罗对加拉太信徒在福音上的动摇，既伤心失望，
so,
又恨铁不成钢。
So Apostle is really, really sad about the withering of their faith, and he was so discouraged about that.
害怕、担忧、担忧。在他们身上是枉费了功夫。
Fear for them and he's worried about them. He wasting time on them.
全部落空了。
Everything will turn in vain for his effort.
所以他呢就语重心长的请加拉太信徒跟他一起说，回忆他们过去的日子。
So over here he write it down, continue to tell them that they remember the days in the past.
这就是加拉太书四章八节说。但从前你们不认识上帝的时候，是给那些本来不是上帝的做奴仆。
So over here, verse 8 says, according to NIV, formerly when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods.
大家请注意啊，这儿提到了一个你们不认识上帝的时候。
So when you do not know God.
那其实啊不认识上帝啊，并非被犹太人讲的那些叫什么外邦人的专利。
So not knowing God is not a privilege for a Gentile that when Jews describe them.
因为旧约圣经中记载，耶和华上帝曾经指责以色列民说。
So in the Old Testament, God has rebuke them about
耶利米书九章六节说，他们因行诡诈不肯认识我，这是耶和华说。
So over here in Jeremiah 9:6 says, in their deceit they refuse to acknowledge me.
这个他们指的是自以为自己是上帝的子民的以色列。
Over here they refers to the Jewish Israelites.
那到了新约时期呢，主耶稣也曾经指责犹太人的领袖说，
Over here in the New Testament, also Jesus also rebuked the leaders of Israelites.
我用的是和合本修订版的《约翰福音八章五十四五十五节》，说：“我若荣耀自己，我的荣耀就算不得什么；荣耀我的乃是我的父，就是你们所说是你们的上帝，你们不认识他，我却认识他。”
So over here in NIV version, Jesus said, "If I glorify myself, my glorify means nothing. My Father, when you claim as your God, is the one who glorifies me. Though you do not know him, I know him. If I had said I did not, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him and obey his word."
那主耶稣的十二个门徒其中有一个约翰，到后来我们称他为老约翰，他也曾经告诫信徒。
So one of the disciples, twelve disciples, John also says,
约翰一书四章六节，我们是属上帝的，认识上帝的，就听从我们；不属上帝的，就不听从。John
says in First John chapter 4, verse 6 says, "We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us."
那加拉太信徒在接受耶稣的福音之前，也就是说，在他们还不认识上帝的时候，他们过的是什么日子？
So before Galatians, people in Galatians received the new the gospel, what kind of lifestyle do they have?
我们看一看现代中译本的加拉太书四章八节，说：“过去你们不认识上帝，被那些不是上帝的神明所奴役。”
So over here in the Chinese contemporary translation, it says, "In the past, you did not know God, and so you were slaves of beings who are not gods."
对，这是 today's English version。那这些经文不是在提醒我们今天的人说，世上所有人其实按着本性。
So over here, trying to say something, essence, you know, everybody all knows the existence of God, is a basic nature.
换句话说，人与生俱来是有某一种对上帝的认识的那种本能。So
that in other words, we all born with a ability or instinct to know the existence of God.
回想一下，当我们不认识上帝的时候，我们遇到难处的，一张嘴会什么呀？会讲什么呀
？So every time when you encounter troubles, and what would the verse, word you gonna say?
哇，天哪！哇，老天爷，求求你！
Oh my gosh, my God, right? So you'll say that.
所以你看，在罗马书一章十九到二十节写的非常非常清楚，说上帝的事情，人所能知的。 原显明在人心里，因为上帝已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，上帝的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推。Over
here in Romans says that very clearly, Romans 1:19-20, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creations of the world, God's invisible qualities, his internal powers and divine natures has been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse.
但是，虽然我们人有一种认识上帝的本能，
but even though we have ability to recognize God,
那就像我们生活在这个国土上的人一样，
it's just like we all live on this land.
几乎人人都会说，我认识布什总统，我认识奥巴马总统。
So a lot of people say they know President Bush, they know President Obama.
但是这个认识是什么层面的认识？
So what kind of knowing is this?
我们说我认识。 布什总统、奥巴马总统，但是奥巴马总统、布什总统认识我们吗
？So when we say we know the both president, would you say they know you too?
所以人本能的知道有一位上帝存在。
So we are in our nature, we know the existence of God.
但是, 真正知道了解上帝的心意的人, 才可被称为是真正认识上帝的人。
But only the person that truthfully knows God's mind or the person really knows God.
所以加拉太书4章8节这些经文的意思可不可以这样来理解?
So over here, let me kind of explain what verse 8 of Galatians 4 is about.
说从前你们不晓得上帝在基督里的旨意。
Before you don't know the God's will in Christ.
你们却敬拜侍奉你们自己所发明的那个假神。
You always worship your own gods that you created.
也就是人手所造的各种各样的偶像。
It's all those idols you created by your hands.
自以为你们必须要做这样或那样的努力而被 那些你们手造的那些假神所奴役。
So you have to do this according all of those, so you'll become the slave for those false gods.
而那些假神那些偶像虽然是人手用那些没有生命的各种材料所造成。
Even those false gods are created with the material without life.
他们有没有生命?
Do they actually have life in
有没有那些偶像有没有生命?
So do those idols have life in it?
从表面看起来，金银铜铁木泥，各种各样的材料。
On the surface, they are created by maybe gold, might be by wood for those idols.
但是他们所代表的是那些邪魔、邪灵，邪魔和邪灵。 是确确实实存在的。
So that represent the evils and the power of the evil. So those evil powers do exist.
你比如说，在古代希腊的时候，大家可以想象，那个时候，在那些肮脏的那些贫民窟里边，那些手工艺作者，那些人在做各种各样的偶像，然后。 做完了以后，大喊着嗓门就到那庙里边去和那些庙祭去交媾，像这些人做出来的那些东西，你会请回家去，给他摆到那儿。
So in the ancient Greek, they have a group of people that crafted those false idols, and then sell to the people. So would you buy those idols back home and worship those false gods?
中国江苏苏州有一个冲山村，那个村里边有百十户人家。So
there's a village called Chongshan in Jiangsu province in China. There's about 100 household living in that small village.
那些农村的村民祖祖辈辈就是靠雕刻那些偶像过活。So
people over there live by crafting those idols from ages to ages.
看看他们这些作坊。
So you can see those idols are in the projector screen.
在他们的仓库里面到处丢的都是。
So in the warehouse is full of those corrupted idols.
看不太清楚这位农民弟兄，他们就是用各种各样的那个凿的工具，就那么汗流浃背的。
So those are showing all the crafted tools, carving tools.
They就是这样。然后，其他的那些人，不认识上帝的人，就去把他们手里边所做那些东西请来，给他恭恭敬敬的放到某一个地方。 来侍奉，被他们奴役。
So people don't know God, they buy those idols and then bring that back home and worship those idols.
那和当年的加拉太信徒一样，脱离了那种拜偶像之后的日子是怎么样的日子？
So after you are kind of stay away from those ages of worshiping idols, what kind of lifestyle would you have?
就是加拉太书4章9节前面的部分， 得荣耀的日子。
That is recording in Galatians chapter 4:9 is the day to receive the glorification.
加拉太书四章九节前半部。现在你们既然认识上帝，更可说是被上帝所认识的。
So now that you know God, or rather are known by God.
新汉语译本说，可是现在你们既然认识上帝，倒应该说是被上帝所认识。
In this translation, it says, but now that you know God, or I should say, now that God knows you.
自从耶稣基督道成肉身来到这个世上之后，
So after Jesus became flesh and being born to this world,
这个世界发生了质的改变。
So this world has received a major change.
就是加拉太书四章前面一到七节所提到的。
So this is being discussed in Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7.
用我们熟悉的一句话，就是百万、千万、亿万农奴得到了解放。
So there was hundreds and thousands and billions of slaves being released and freed.
因着耶稣基督的救恩，
Because of salvation from the Christ,
人们从律法时代的奴仆翻身成了恩典时代的什么呀？继承人。
So our status changed from the slavery in the so-called the heirs of law become the heirs of the salvation and the grace.
那请问，是人认识上帝、寻找上帝呢，还是说是上帝认识人、寻找人
？So let me ask you this question: Is it that man found God and being saved, or is it God actually found us and seek people?
这个问题我们要弄清楚。
So we really
我决定接受耶稣基督，是不是我们这样讲的
？So we really need to know about this. Is really you going to say, "Oh, finally, I accept Christ"?
罗马书三章十到十一节，正像圣经所说，没有义人，连一个也没有；没有明智的人，也没有寻求上帝的人。
So in Romans chapter 3, no one is righteous. There's no one at all.
约翰福音十五章十六节，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。
It's not that you chose me, but I chose you and appointed you.
所以大家注意，加拉太书四章九节这里有两个认识。
So over here in Galatians 4, verse 9, there are two words say knows.
那八节提到说你们认识上帝之前的日子，九节这里又出现了，这两处的认识呢，有相同的地方，但呢，也有些微的一些差别。
So the word that know used in verse 8 and 9, they have similar meaning, but they have a different perspective.
第九节这里这个认识的，它的范围更广一些。
So over here, the word know recorded in verse 9 has more coverage in terms of meaning.
不单有知道、有熟悉、有理解、有明白的含义。
Not only with knowing, understand, and perceive,
而且它还有呢，有发现的含义。
There's also a meaning of discovery.
甚至还有婚嫁，还有。同房等等这样的。
It's also a marriage and being wed together.
那说明呢，他的意思是，两者之间的亲密度更加的紧。
So over here, that word of know has a intimate meaning.
我们看路加福音一章三十四节，玛利亚对天使说：“我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？”这个出嫁，你看听见 version 这个英文里边。
So over here, the version says, so over here in King James Version, it says, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this see that I know a man? That's the King James translation.
出嫁这个中文翻译的词呢，和咱们加拉太书四章九节的认识是同一个词。
So over here, know that being wedded is the same word that using the verse 9 of Galatians 4.
那在马太福音一章二十四、二十五节说，约瑟醒了起来，就遵主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房。这个同房也是这个认识同一个字。So
over here in Matthew chapter 1:24, over here that Joseph wed Mary, but didn't go to the bed with her. That word is also used the same as like verse 9, no or new.
所以加拉太书4:9节这里，被上帝所认识，就表明上帝主动与人恢复了那种被造初始的那种亲密关系。
So over here, being known by God is really meant to say God has recovered and reconcile the relationship with man in this very intimate relationship.
上帝赐下福音给我们,
so God has given this gospel of good news to us.
又赐给我们那种信心和圣灵,
give us the faith and give us we become the objects of his salvation and his grace.
才使得我们脱离了死亡的辖制，而得着了那数天的荣耀的日子。So
we will be away from the bondage of death and be able to receive the glorious day in heaven.
所以到此，我们回想一下，可以设想一下，令保罗不可思议的事情。So
over here we can kind of figure out why Paul would not understand certain things.
原本借着福音已经非常真切地认识了上帝的那些加拉太的信徒们。So
over here, this believers in Galatians, they already truly know God.
怎么会这么容易地被那些假使徒们所引诱？
So how can they change their minds so quickly and being drawn astray?
那几个人无非是从耶路撒冷圣城跑去的几个法利赛背景的一些信徒。
Those are just those people as considered to be Pharisees, they're from Jerusalem.
到教会来就讲了一两篇道。
They just talk about maybe a few sermons and their mind kind of completely turned over.
竟然把整个教会都带偏。
Then everybody's all going astray because of just few sermons from this Pharisee.
有谁会想到？ 那些受过大有能力的使徒保罗教导的加拉太的信徒，竟然会那么快、那么容易就被假使徒们引诱偏离了基督的道路。
So really hard to believe that those people really been taught, and those people in Galatians we talk about, they've been taught by Paul and being believe this grace and salvation, and they will turn away from the truth so quickly.
所以想到这个层面的时候，今天的许多传道人呢，就感觉非常非常的软弱。So
over here, a lot of times, being a pastor, we always get discouraged for those.
大使徒保罗带领教导的那群信徒，就容易偏了。那今天这些不知名的小牧师在这儿喋喋不休的去讲。
So over here, kind of consider this. Apostle Paul is a great evangelist. They were able to converse this group of people to believe in truth, and they get turned away so quickly. What about me? I'm just an ordinary pastor. What about the people that believe that? Would that have a higher probability of turning away?
说到底, 症结在哪里?
So what is really what's really causing all of this?
就是今天我们的信仰被宗教化的必然结果。
So this is really the inevitable consequence of faith being transformed so religiously or ritual in a way.
这就是下边加拉太书4:9和10节。
So over here, we want to talk about from verses 9, the religious belief.
加拉太书四章九节下半部分，怎么还要归回呢？懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢
？So over here nine is wow, but now that you know God, or rather know by God, how if you are turning back to those weak and miserable forces?
大家还记得前面四章三节也提到小学。
Over here, this so-called miserable forces, we have talked about that as well.
加拉太书三章。四章三节说，我们为孩童的时候，受管于世俗的小学之下。
So over here, we're governed by this so-called the principles.
那我们再来回顾一下这个小学这个词儿。
So let's talk about this studies or principles.
它有两个基本的含义，就是基本元素和超然灵力。
So over here, this covers two meanings. One of them is the elements. The other one is supreme power.
基本元素呢，也意思就是基本法则 A B C 啊，初级原理等等。
So over here, principle covers about the fundamentals and rules of things.
那就可以理解为是犹太人的基本原则。
So we can understand this is probably their kind of rules for Jewish.
是指与摩西律法相关的割礼啊、食物洁净条例了、安息日禁戒条例啊等等等等。
So this is referring to their ritual like circumcision, their the rules for food cleansing, and then the days of things that they are not supposed to do.
那超然灵力呢，也就是物质的根本元素。
So this supreme power is the fundamental elements of.Materials
是指那些宇宙星体的基本的组成。
So to talk about these fundamentals of the beings of universal beings.
那可以理解为外邦宗教的那些初步教训。
Okay, that covers about the Gentiles, their doctrine, their teaching from this religions other than Jewish religion.
是指的被世界上各种邪灵所支配的异教信仰礼仪等等。
So over here, talk about the religious rituals from non-Christian world.
那从这两个含义上来理解，按理说加拉太信徒应该不会糊涂的，在企图返回他们从前的所谓外邦宗教的初步的那个教训中。
So over here, since they have been converted, they should not be turned back to their original teaching.
他们不应该糊涂到说再重新回到被各种邪灵所支配的异教的礼仪中间。
So these believers in Galatia should not turn back to this belief that governed by the foreign gods.
这时候他们摇摆在什么地方
？So what are the things they are swerving?
他们是受到了那些在犹太人中备受尊重的。法利赛背景的那些信徒的诱惑影响。
So they're actually being tempted by Pharisees.
在相信耶稣基督之外，又加上了遵守律法。
So in addition to believing Christ, they also been taught to obey those laws.
加上律法以后，作为他们与上帝建立关系的标志。
So over here, observing these laws has become something they want to establish a relationship with God.
那记得在上一次就是前面加拉太书四章一到七节那次分享的时候，保罗在第三节经文向加拉太信徒，也是向那些前来搅扰外邦信徒的犹太背景的那些奉割礼的信徒。
So over here, I talk about in the last sermon, Paul challenged the believers in Galatia in Romans in the chapter verse 3.
说如果你们动摇，你们选择过律法下的生活，实际上是与拜偶像交鬼的人没有两样。
So over here, by observing these laws, is similar to the way to worship idols.
所以第九节经文在这里再次提醒加拉太信徒说，你们曾经给那些各种异教民间宗教礼仪，那些懦弱无用的小学做奴隶。
So over here you've been a slavery for those miserable forces.
现如今如果选择过律法下的生活的话，
So now if you choose to live under the law,
如同再次被那些懦弱无用的小学所奴役。
It's just like you again submit yourself to those weak and miserable forces.
只不过过去奴役的你们的是那些异教，而今天奴役你们的是犹太教。
The difference is you've been slave from the false God before, now you've been slave to the law.
所以我们看接下来的经文，加拉太书四章十节，你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份。十一节前面我们分享过，我为你们害怕担忧，唯恐我在你们身上是枉费了功夫，全都落空。
So now it's in verse 10, it says, you were observing special days and months and seasons and years. I fear for you that somehow I have wasted my effort on you.
注意这第十节这儿讲，你们谨守是什么意思？
So over here, the words used, observe. What does it mean?
是不是说加拉太信徒已经开始走回头路？
So does it mean really they started turning back to the old ways?
我们来看另外两个版本，新汉语一本说，你们竟然严守，然后现在中文日本，你们竟死守着某些日子、月份、节气、年份。
So over here, these are two different English translations were saying that they already observed those rituals. And the other one says you really just adhere to those rituals already.
所以由此来看，加拉太信徒俨然已经全盘的接受了犹太宗教所要遵守的各种节期的那些条规。
So over here, all the verses concluded that the believers in Galatians already started to observe those rituals according to the laws.
他们现在可能就差给他们中间那些男人实行割礼了。
The only thing they have not done is do the circumcision for all the men.
在相信耶稣基督之外，加添一个遵守律法，这样的做法其实是一种减法。
So kind of consider this, in addition to believing Christ, the law is actually become an add or subtraction.
减法减去的是什么？ So, 是在削弱，是在质疑上帝借着耶稣基督所赐下的那个丰盛恩典。
So actually, in a way, you doubt God's ability, you suppress God's power in your life and His abundant grace.
所以，请问，如果严格的遵守摩西律法，按照犹太宗教的那些条例，谨守各种各样的节期。就能够使人得救称义的话。
So if a person can be justified by observing those laws and rituals according to Jewish law.
耶稣基督降世为人，被钉死在十字架上，被埋葬三天之后复活的意义在哪？
Then what's the meaning of Jesus become flesh in this world and be nailed on the cross and then die after 3 days? What is all this meaning?
所以在当今世界上，魔鬼撒旦他的伎俩是什么？
So what is the trick that Satan is using in this world?
一方面诱导人们说啊，各种宗教都是引导人向善的。
One thing will tell the people that all religion all lead to goodness.
大肆推崇所谓人们各自拥有宗教信仰自由的选择权利。
And advocated that everybody's all have religion freedom.
我听过不少。
So I heard many of those.
见过不少从中国大陆来的家庭教会背景的信徒和传道人。
So I have met a lot of people from China.
哇。感谢上帝来到了一个宗教自由的国度。
So they praise God that finally being in a world of religion, freedom.
宗教自由的含义是什么？
So what is the true meaning of religion, freedoms of religion?
信耶稣的自由，信摩门的自由。
So you can believe in Christ, you can believe Christian, you can believe Mormon.
邪教也自由。
So you can also believe other evil religion as well.
所以这就是魔鬼撒旦的伎俩之一。
So this is one of his tricks.
宗教都是引导人向善。
So all religion lead to goodness.
每个人都有拥有宗教选择的自由的权利。
So everybody can choose what religion they want to believe in.
魔鬼撒旦的伎俩的另一方面。
The other trick that Satan will use is this.
就是迷惑人们将基督信仰宗教化、礼仪化。
The other one is to transform this Christian belief into a religion or just a ritual act.
总统就职手按圣经宣誓已经成为了一种礼仪。
So over here, when presidential inauguration, the president always have to place their hands on the Bible. That becomes the ritual.
将感恩节、圣诞节、复活节世俗化，成为一种购物的狂欢的日子。
So as you probably know, the Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and all the days become the day you go and buy stuff and being a days of feast.
耶稣基督来到世上带来的不是宗教。
So the gift from Christ is really not a religion, right?
带来的是什么？
What did it bring all of us?
是什么？我来的目的是要使他们得生命，而是丰丰富富的生命。约翰福音十章十节。
As you all familiar with this verse, John 10 and 10, I have come here, they may have life and have it to the full.
那开始的时候我们提到那位患的软组织透明细胞瘤的那个魏延正那个小伙子。
We mentioned this young gentleman, Wei Yanzhen, that been afflicted by this rare cancer.
就在上个月八月八号，魏延正生命的结束的那个日子。
At the day that his life has ended this world, he wrote it in his microblog.
在他的微博上有一句话说：“代表魏延正和大家道别，有缘天堂再见。”延正七，2016年8月8。
So over here, his wife wrote a comment over there is it to say goodbye to everyone that we will have opportunity to meet each other in heaven.
我不知道他们两个，但是从他们的微博和他们的朋友的采访的那些报道里边，没有发现他们已经接受了耶稣基督。
So over here, through this communication that I've seen, I don't believe they have received Christ yet.
你看下边一路走好，天堂更美。
And then it was walking well, and then heaven is better than this world.
因着信仰被宗教化。
Because our faith has become transformed into just a religion.
而宗教又被信仰化。
And then religion being transformed to faith.
深深误导了人们对耶稣基督福音的认识。
So this is kind of misled our understanding about Christianity.
就像中国大陆1949年解放之后，或者叫沦陷之后。
So after 1949, after China's being delivered or free,
中国第一代领袖毛泽东。
This Chairman Mao is the first leader of the China.
一个彻头彻尾的无神论者。
He's a complete atheist.
一个不相信上帝存在的。
He doesn't even believe the existence of God.
在他弥留之际，他说了一句什么话
？So before he passed away, he
他说
said one word.
我该去天堂会见马克思了。
So I should go meet Marcus in heaven.
这个世界背后的掌权者魔鬼误导人们。
So over here, the evil power behind this world is misleading people.
误导人们的结果是什么？人们以为死了，人死了之后只有一个去处，是哪儿啊？天堂。
So that misled people to believe there's only one place you're going to go.
实际上，上帝认识了我们这些人，我们都知道，去天堂是要有门票的。
So
对不对
people who we believe in this, we know that we have to pay the price, so to speak, to go to heaven.
这个门票是哪儿来的？门票在谁手里掌握着
？So who has this ticket to this gate? Who holds our future?
约翰福音十四章六到七节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。你们若认识我，我就也就认识我的父。”
And this familiar verses, John 14:6, it says, Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to Father except through me."
今天的经文也告诉我们什么？
So our verse that we read today also told us.
记得加拉太书四章九节，现在你们既然认识上帝，倒应该说是被上帝所认识。
So over here, you think you know the God, but you actually being known by God.
那我想请问，被上帝所认识是什么概念？
So what does really mean being known by God?
什么概念？即便是接受洗礼了，自以为是信徒的人。
After receive baptism and then you believe you are Christian,
有没有被上帝所不认识的，或者上帝说我不认识你们？
Is there anyone that would not be known by God?
马太福音七章二十一节，不是每一个人，每一个对我说主啊主啊的人都能进天国，也就是我们讲的天堂。只有遵行我天父旨意的人。
Over in Matthew chapter 7:21, it says, "No, not everyone who says to me, 'Lord and Lord,' and will enter the kingdoms of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father, who is in heaven." Says Jesus.
那个意思说，即便你接受了洗礼，即便你自认为自己是信徒，即便你每天在那主啊主啊的喊，耶稣不一定给门票给我们。
So even though we receive believe in God and become Christian, and you call Lord all the time, you would not be known by God.
怎么办呀?
So what do you have to do?
开弓没有回头箭。
So the title of sermon today is a shot arrow will not come back.
既然我们已经接受了耶稣基督的救恩
，so we have received the salvation from Christ, right?
就要靠着信心
，then we have to live our life in faith.
信心是什么
？So what is faith?
信心符合信心的是要以顺服敬虔的态度。
So have to have a mind of submission, have to have the holy attitude.
过一个蒙上帝悦纳的人生
，and live a life that pleasing to our Lord.
什么样的人生是蒙上帝悦纳的人生
？So what kind of life is a life that will be pleasing to our Lord?
怎样做才能够像耶稣基督所提醒的遵守上帝旨意的人
？So what can we do that we become a person that obey His will?
请大家把这个问题带回家，作为家庭作业与家人一起讨论。
So I'd like to urge everyone to take this back as a homework to discuss with your family.
尤其是在座的青少年，你们要监督和父母一起来完成这个作业。
So encourage the youth,
孩子们听见没有
？To work with its parent to complete this.
回去跟父母一块讨论，跟爷爷奶奶一块讨论，什么样的人生是蒙上帝悦纳的人生？怎样做才能够成为像主耶稣所提醒我们的那样，遵行上帝旨意的人
？So over here, kind of bring back home as a homework that reminding us and discuss what are the things we want to do to obey His will and lead a life pleasing to Lord.
下星期来的时候要交卷
，So we're gonna have a discussion next week about this homework.
我们一起祷告
，Let's bow and pray together.